Are you blessed and highly favored, anointed and appointed? Are you ready for the new season? Oh, I know we're hungry. We're hungry for the new season. Everything's shaking and quaking. Judgment is here. God is on the throne. And he's exposing the just and the unjust. It's a time for the unjust and the just to be exposed. Amen? Psalm chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 2 is just for you. Verse 1. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Is that happening right now?
Yeah.
Saying, let us break their bones in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Sounds like the Democratic and the Antichrist regime and, you know, deep state. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in what? His deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessels. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with what? Fear. Do they all serve the Lord with fear? No. And rejoice with what? Trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in him. It's a command to the judges of the earth. What's he saying? Fear God. Fear God and do justice. But not all of them fear God. And not all of them do justice. So we're going to see the exposure of the just and the unjust, which is happening right now. You will eventually see all of these judges that are unjust be removed from their offices. Every single one of them in this country will be removed. They have been warned, and time is running out for them. Psalm 96, verse 7. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering, come unto his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples, what? Righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that it is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and peoples with his truth. This is happening right now. We're not seeing the full blown of it. We're seeing partial things, little things of it happening. But he is judging the earth. He's exposing all unjustly individuals. The time is up. Things are happening. This judgment will go on for a while. I mean, we'd like to see it all be judged and come to an end, but it won't. It probably won't take to 2026 or maybe even 2027. But it will come to an end at some time. Revelation 6 in verse 9. What's God judging? He's judging the earth, the world system, and the people. He's judging the earth, the world system, and the people. Let's speak it. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who have been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? Then a white robe was given to each one of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. So we know that there's a number of individuals that must die. Does everybody understand that? When that number reaches the prophetic moment, God will avenge them. The whole world will see the wrath of God, not the judgment of God, the wrath of God. He's going to judge and avenge the blood of all those on the earth, all earth dwellers that have persecuted God's people, that have slaughtered them, that have burned them, that have aborted them, all of them. It's going to come to an end. But we've got to stand firm as it continues to fall before us. We can't get caught up in the emotional effect of them. We have to keep pressing in and praying through. Amen. In Psalm 89, verse 11. You know, the world is really waking up right now. All over the world. People are waking up. And more people are waking up every single day to what is truth and what is a lie. What is just and what is unjust. They're waking up to the judges, to the political parties, to those who hold seats and positions of authority that are unjust and those that are just. And they're beginning to take a stand. And it's a wonderful thing because it took a long time for this to happen. Verse 11, the heavens are yours, the earth also is yours, the world in all its fullness. You have founded them, the north and the south. You have created them. Tabor and Hermon, rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Righteous and justice are the foundation of your throne. What is the foundation of his throne? Righteousness and justice. Mercy and truth go before your face. So mercy and truth are going before his throne. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King is the Holy One of Israel. Hoo, 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 yes! Yeah, righteousness and justice are the foundation of the throne of God. So in other words, nobody can enter in without righteousness and justice, practicing. Proverbs 28, starting at verse 4. Now, it talks about the law, but also I want you to understand that the Constitution is a law. It is the law of the Constitution of this country. It is to protect the people, so that they are not overthrown by their own government. Verse 4, those who forsake the law or the what? Constitution. Praise the what? Wicked. How many of them out there are not, they're breaking the constitutional law? They're coming against the Constitution. Well, it says here, they praise the wicked. But such as keep the law, or the Constitution, contend with them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. That's why there's a difference. That's why so many times you're going like, what the heck's their problem? Why don't they get it? Because they're wicked. They're not going to get it until something chaotic happens in their life or they get a visitation from the Lord, one way or the other. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whoever keeps the law or the constitution is a discerning son, but a companion of gluttons shames his father. One who increases his possessions by usury and extortion gathers it for him who will pity the poor. In other words, briberers, unjust. Anyone who tries to increase their possessions or wealth, get out of here. Verse 9, one who turns away his ear from hearing the constitution or the law, even his prayers are what? Abomination. So is God hearing the prayers of those who are not cooperating with the constitution? No. This is reality. I mean, this is really what's happening. Hallelujah. Everybody okay? Ooh, glory. Whoever causes the upright to go astray in an evil way, he himself will fall into his own pit. But the blameless will inherit the what? The good. So we're going to inherit the good, and those other morons are going to fall right into their own pit. They're going to fall in their own nets. Because they walk in darkness and don't even realize, they forgot where they set the nets. Today's events, that's what's happening. Those rejecting the Constitution, they forsake it. They think it's nothing. They think they can change it and add to it and take away from it. What does the Lord say about the Word of God? He who adds to it or takes away from it will be cursed. Hallelujah. Proverbs 17, verse 22. A merry heart does good like what? Medicine. But a broken spirit dries the bones. A wicked man accepts a what? A bribe. Behind the back to pervert the ways of who? The just. That's what's going on, right? There's a lot of bribery and blackmail going on in the political arena. And they're getting snagged. The wicked accept bribes to pervert the way of the justice. How about paid protesters, paid rioters? Yeah, that's bribery. Psalm 37, 27. Let's speak it. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. But the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. I love it. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his ways, and he shall exalt you and to inherit the land. The wicked are cut off. You shall see it. You shall what? See it. We're watching it right now. I have seen the wicked great in power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Love it. How many of y'all know that's a promise of God? 2 Peter chapter 2. In verse 4. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell, deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by filthy conduct of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, tormenting his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who walk according to the flesh in lusts of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil dignitaries, whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. Why? Because God's going to take care of it. Amen. God will take care of it. Praise be to God. He's going to deliver the godly out of the wicked temptations. Isaiah 56, verses 1 and 2. What's it say? Keep justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this, and the son of man who lays hold on it, who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Keep justice and righteousness. Proverbs 21, starting at verse 2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than what? Sacrifice. A haughty look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked are sin. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty. Getting treasures by lying tongue is the fleeting fantasy of those who seek death. The violence of the wicked will destroy them, because they refuse to what? Do justice. Wow. Acts 24, verse 14. But this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. I have hope in God, which they themselves also accept, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. So both are going to be resurrected. Both of them will be judged. And both of them will live forever, either in hell or in heaven. Does everybody get it? Nice, huh? Glory to God. This being so, I myself also strive to have what? A conscience without offense toward God and toward man. So what's he warning? Offense. Why? Offense is sin. People hold grudges. That means it's unforgiveness. You know, you got to let go and let God. Matthew 6, verse 31. Therefore what? Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And I'm going to close at Isaiah 60. Let's speak at verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around, and see they all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. They shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Ah, that's getting ready to happen. Very soon. We've seen the prices of gold and silver go up and down because they've been manipulating them. See, people don't realize silver is not mined. Silver is created. What creates the silver is the minerals that they mine. And right now, they have sold a much, much, much silver by paper certificates, promise notes. But you know what? There's a lack of silver. They put a ton of silver in a shuttle when it takes off. Think about that. Silver is essential for all electronic parts, all digital. What? Medical? Yeah. Silver is needed for everything, and that the banks and the central banks are doing, they're printing more money to try and keep up by keeping down the silver. But once everybody calls it in and says, we want our silver, here's a certificate that I purchased. Silver's going to go sky high. And these banks will fold. And it will dismantle the currency that has been printed with no backing of gold and silver. And we'll end up in a digital currency. Now, many of this is going to start by the end of the year. Not all of it. But much of it, a lot of it. So people are getting ready. There's been a warning for years about this. People have been following this for years, waiting for this to happen. And it's happened already with other countries. And that's why the United States went in and destroyed and killed many parts of the country, of other countries. Because they were trying to dismantle the U.S. currency that was backed by nothing, just paper money. And they were backed by gold, their currencies. So they were trying to dismantle. That's why we entered and destroyed Iraq, Libya, and many other countries. And if you notice, look at all the money they found in those countries. Huge. Huge storehouses, warehouses of cash up to the ceilings. It didn't mean anything to them because they were backed by gold and silver. These people, these countries had gold and silver. They had minerals. They had tangible assets. But the United States, because it was what they call petrol money from oil, it was fiat money. Basically, you might as well call it monopoly money. It's fake. We have it. Eventually it's going to crash. Might not crash completely, but the value of it will go down. In other countries already, some of the banks have collapsed and the people can't get their money out because there isn't any in it. But this will escalate. It will bring fear to the country, to the world. They're trying to figure it out right now, how they can escape this. But they just keep printing more and more money to try to keep the silver down and the gold down. But like I said, as other countries are starting to require the return of their gold and silver that the United States and other countries have been holding on to, even the Vatican was holding on to a lot of gold. They went in there and removed it. So we're about to see all kinds of stuff happen. But we got to stand firm, stay in position, keep praying, and don't get caught up in it. Amen? Because God is faithful to complete what he started in us, and he's faithful to bring us through. So, Father, we are honored and blessed. We thank you, not only to allowing us to watch the just and the unjust, but we thank you for the release of the wealth that will be spread through the body of Christ so that we may help those in need and bring you all the glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah.